Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the prohibition of cursing a person, specifically cursing a person or an animal. We'll appreciate today why Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has said that specifically cursing a person. In other words, cursing a person by name, identifying a person and specifically, not in general. Today's hadith will understand the benefit of mentioning this, or person cursing an animal. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد إذا لعن شيئا صعدت اللعنة إلى السماء فتغلق أبواب السماء دونها ثم تهبط إلى الأرض فتغلق أبوابها دونها ثم تأخذ يمينا وشمالا فإذا لم تجد مساغا رجعت إلى الذي لعن فإن كان أهلا لذلك وإلا رجعت إلى قائلها رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a servant curses something, the curse rises to the heavens. The person is here in the dunya and he curses something. That curse rises up to the heavens, but the doors of the heavens are locked, preventing it from entering. So that curse, it then falls down to earth, but the doors of the earth are also shut, preventing it from entering. First thing we understand from here is how bad this curse is. That when a person curses, this curse goes up, the heavens, the doors of the heavens are closed for it, so it comes back down, the doors of the earth also are closed for it, and it prevents it from entering. It then moves to the right and to the left, as though this curse is looking for some settlement place. It's looking for a place to settle. It comes down, the doors of the earth are closed for it. Now it moves, this curse moves to the right, moves to the left. When it does not find any entrance, it returns to the object that was cursed. Now that person that was cursed, maybe by specifically by name, so it returns now, or it goes, doesn't return, it now goes to the person that was cursed. And if that person that was cursed is worthy of it, then this curse settles there, that person that's worthy of it. We'll explain this just now. And if the person that was cursed was not worthy of that curse, then what happens? It returns to the one that had cursed. It returns to the person that made the curse. Now look how serious this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Firstly, that curse goes up to the heaven. The heavens are closed. The doors of the heaven are closed. There's no place for it to settle there. It comes back down. The doors of the earth are closed. It then moves to the right. It then moves to the left, looking for an entrance, looking for a place to settle. And then it can't find a place. Then it goes to the person that the curse was made for. And then if that person is worthy of it, then it settles on that person that the curse was made for. But if that person who was cursed is not worthy of it, it comes back to the person that made the curse. So the first thing that we learn here is that a curse, if it is used incorrectly, if a person mentions a curse in a situation where he shouldn't be cursing at all, then what happens is there's a very, very great danger that curse will come back to him. The Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would give this example. This example actually is the example of Hazrat Allama Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Faidhul Bari, in the Sharah of Bukhari Sharif, the Taqreer of Bukhari Sharif, he has written that this curse is like a ball, for example a tennis ball or a bouncy ball. When you throw it against an object, if that object can absorb, can cushion that ball, then it doesn't return and bounces back to the sender. Think of a ball, you throw it hard against a wall that's hard. So the harder you send it, the faster it comes back. So those people that play squash, etc., they hit the ball hard against the wall. The harder you hit it against the wall, the faster it comes back. So it's like that. And if that wall itself, he gives the example, the wall itself is worthy of absorbing it. For example, it's like soft beach sand. You throw it on the soft beach sand, that ball, as hard as you throw it, it absorbs, it cushions that rebound. So then it absorbs, and that it doesn't come back to the person that sent it. Why? The person that was it was made for was worthy of it. But if a person was not worthy of it, then it's like a hard wall, and it will rebound back to the person that sent it. So therefore, be very careful as far as a curse is concerned. It was the Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Abbiti. In his autobiography, he has mentioned that as far as a curse is concerned, if somebody has genuinely exceeded the bounds, somebody has genuinely exceeded the bounds against you, he says, then also don't curse him. And if you have to curse, then give a general curse. That, oh Allah, whoever has done this to me, you do this to them. In other words, if a person has really exceeded the bounds, first he says, then also don't curse the person. But if you have to, now sometimes you get a situation where you have to say something, a person is left in this situation, predicament. So he says, then it should be done in this way, that, oh Allah, whoever. In other words, you're generalizing. You're not specifying a person. And we explain that you'll appreciate or will appreciate why this chapter is saying specifying a person. So leave it general. Whoever has done this to me, then oh Allah, you do this to them. Now the reason you're saying it like that is because you may have false information about the person that you are specifying. And then it's going to that person and he's not worthy of it. What happens? It comes back to you. But when you say it like this, whoever, then it will find the right recipient. It will find the right recipient and it doesn't bounce back to you. So therefore, as Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah is saying, is if you have to, then this is the way that is done. And then ulama go on further to say, as Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Namud Barakatuhu mentions, that it is noticed about people that curse a lot, that you'll find them always in tension, problem, always they are in distress. The reason being is they're getting their own curses that are bouncing back at them all the time. They don't even realize what's happening by them misusing this tongue. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This cursing is not a good thing. Sometimes I explain people in that rush of cursing, in the habit of cursing, they don't realize they're cursing their own children, they're cursing their own family members. And then later on, they will have to bear the consequences of their own curses. So therefore, we have to be very careful. Rather than cursing, we should make dua for people. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala guide them. Allah Ta'ala guides us. One other explanation is the curse rises to the heavens but is blocked because the doors of the heavens allow only pure words and noble actions to enter. The heavens only allow pure words and noble actions to enter. It is therefore forced to return to the earth and afflict the one who was cursed if he is deserving of the curse. If not, it afflicts the one who uttered the curse. This hadith serves as a very, very great warning against cursing people unnecessarily. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.